Hi, God bless you, and thank you very, very much for tuning in. Dear friends, today I'm going to talk to you about consumer behavior, which is chapter number 4 in the subject marketing principles. All those who are following me from the first chapter, probably you have known by this time that we are talking about a few concepts. Once these concepts are clear, it's very, very easy for us to understand what is going to come, which is the marketing mix and things like that. What I'm going to do in this chapter is that we will look at the learning objectives. Let me tell you, this is a little lengthy chapter and we are covering a lot of things in this. All those people who will take marketing as their specialization in the second year, we have an entire subject on this. Entire subject, can you believe it? Entire subject on this. So obviously we are going to try to cover this in basically, this chapter. So it's a long chapter, but I'll try to make it interesting and crisp as much as possible. I will try my best, you know. What are we going to learn in this chapter, dear? One, we will look at the buying motives. What is buying motives? Why do consumers buy? What are the motives that they buy? Consumer behavior generally, the culture, and different kinds of factors which affects buying behavior. And we will look at the basic model of consumer decision making, which means how does consumer take a decision when he or she has to buy a product or a service. We'll look at that. The buying process in general and what are the different theories of consumer behavior. So it's a long chapter. Let's go back one by one. As the word suggests, buying motives. What are simple buying motives? What is it? Those influences or considerations which provide the impulse to the consumer to buy the product, which provides and induces action to buy the product, which makes a consumer determine what are the different choices that he or she has when they purchase any kind of goods or service. Dear friends, buying motives are basically classified into two. One, product motive, and two is patronage motives. Very simple, we'll see that. What is it, you know? If you look at this slide, we talked about consumer motives, two kinds. One we talk about here, we talk about product motive, and second we talk about patronage motive. Now if you look at product motive, we have four kinds of product motives. One, emotional motive. Two, we have a rational motive. Three, we have operational motive. And four, we have socio-psychological motives. Four kinds of motives. When we talk about patronage motives, we have two kinds, emotional and rational. Again, very simple, as the word suggests, emotional and rational. We'll see it one by one, all of this bit. Let us look at what are these. So when we talk about buying motives and when we talk about product motive, let us understand what are that. We have already said that it is basically those impulses, those desires, those consideration which makes the buyer purchase and take action to buy the product or the service. Now they have two kinds of motives. They said emotional, product motive. What is emotional? The consumer, you see, the consumer make a buying to satisfy his pride, sense of ego, urge to imitate others, his desire to be different, his desire to be distinctive. I buying a BMW or a Audi, you know, right? Mercedes, iPhone 7 Plus, whatever, you know. So it's an emotional product motive. Second, a rational product motive. Now here, the consumer makes a rational decision. ही इवेल्युएट्स कि सही है क्या, ये प्राइस में बराबर है क्या, मेरे काम का है क्या, मुझे मजा आएगा क्या जो मैं चाह रहा हूं. आई हैव अ नीड. इफ आई बाय द प्रोडक्ट एंड यूज द प्रोडक्ट और सर्विस, विल इट सेटिस्फाई माई नीड? इज इट रैशनल? सो ही विल इवेल्युएट द पर्पस, अंडरस्टैंड वॉट आर द डिफरेंट थिंग्स विच आर अवेलेबल टू सेटिस्फाई माई नीड. सो ही विल डू अ इवेल्युएशन. He will look at the price and the cost benefit that he is going to get, and he will consider all the valid rational reasons when he buy the product. For an example, one guy may say that Samsung is X model, let's say X model is better than, you know, probably iPhone 7 because of this thing. Not that he is saying, he understands that that could be better. He may buy that. But then he feels, why I want to buy that? He takes a rational decision that Samsung also gives me the same thing and I'm able to save my pocket, let's say 15,000 rupees. So a rational decision. Okay? I'm sure you're clear about what I'm saying. Now, this product motive can be further classified into a different ways. One we call as operational product motives. You see, operational product motives defined as impulses arising out of the ability or function that the product is likely to provide. I would say I would like to buy, for an example, a Dell laptop because I am into high gaming and I like to play games whenever, you know, I'm free, and therefore I would like to get a high-ended laptop which probably had those kind of graphic cards and which will support these high definitions or dimensions graphics when I play the game. So I operational product motive, and I want to buy this. Socio-psychological product motives. It is desire to buy the product, which shall arise as a result of psychological or social significance that the buyer attaches to the product. Very simple, right? What does this mean? You are basically a part of a group, let's say, right? You want to signify, you are into a social group, and in a social group, XYZ probably. Let's give an example. Your friends, your 5-7 friends, all of them friends, as they say, like-minded people flock together. So you are together. Now, suppose 5 of them are using or buying, let's say, a Raymond suit, and you want to probably going for some wedding or some celebration or a workshop or a seminar. Sorry. What do you do? You see, what you do is that you see everybody is buying, let's say, a Marks and Spencer suit, you know. So what you do is you will feel, no, I would also like to buy. You see, defined as a desire to buy the product, which arises as a result of psychological or social significance that a buyer attached to a product. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to, you know, probably make one point clear at this point in time, that there could be overlapping things here. So don't feel that everything is in isolation. For an example, a socio-psychological product motive or buying that motive could also have some resemblance to a rational motive, maybe possible. Possible, okay? So don't see, but here I'm just trying to make you understand what are the different kinds. There could be overlapping, or there may be overlapping things in life. So don't be confused on that, okay? The example which I gave, that's the reason I made it clear to you. So we'll talk about. Let's look at the next one. Patronage motive. What is this? It is defined as a consideration or impulses which persuades the buyer to patronize certain things. Like I see some people, I know of my friend, he always wears Raymond suits and always goes to a Raymond shop and goes and buys that, because he is patronizing that particular, it could be a brand, it could be a shop. He is doing that. Just like product motive, these also are grouped into emotional or rational. Emotional patronage motives are those that they buy from specific shop. This example of my friend buying a Raymond suit only from Raymond shop could be a specific emotional patronage motive. He has no logical reason for that. But he feels that, wow, I like this man, or I like this store, or you see, this is where I always have bought and I go on buying this. So he is patronizing that. The second is an irrational motives are also those which arise when selecting a place, depending on the buyer's satisfaction. Probably it's a rational patronage. What is rational? Now he will rationalize. Like I told you earlier, emotion is emotion. I want to buy it. I like this man. I like this product. I like this brand. I like this particular thing which he is offering. I just want to buy there. In a rational motive, what you do? You will go, kya, this particular, if I go and buy, let's give an example. I want to buy a Sony LED television. Okay, maybe a 55-inch one, maybe 4K resolution, and I want to go for a specialized product, and I feel why I want to buy Sony, and I will go to the Sony showroom. So I want to buy from there, you know. I want to buy. So he buys it. Another person, he also wants to buy a Sony LED, 55 inches. He also won't, but he's a rational. So what he will do, he will say, why should I go there in Sony? I will go to Sony, but I will also go to Vijay Sales. I will also go to Chroma, and I will see and look at the various brands which are available. I will also see the prices that are there. I will see whether what are the kind of latest models that they have. I will also see that what kind of after sales service will this guy will be able to give me. So what they will do is, he will look at rational patronizing. That's called as rational patronage motives. Dear friends, a consumer behaves in a particular way. Always, you are a consumer, I am a consumer for various products or services. The term consumer is used for either personal consumption. You see, what is personal consumption? I buy the product to use it for my personal use. Or it could be an organizational consumer, which is called as a business product, a industrial product. Products therefore could be consumer product, bought for personal consumption, industrial product, bought to manufacture other products. So it we call organizational consumer, so an industrial buyer. In all cases, the goods are bought ultimately for final uses, whether you are going to use it for yourself or the organization is going to use it for something else. For an example, I go and buy an air conditioner for my office or my house. So I go and buy and put it. If a company which manufactures air conditioner requires a compressor, let's say, require many things, compressor, one of them. So what they do is they buy the compressor from another company, assembles it in their AC and sells. So it's basically one is when you talk about consumer, you could be a business consumer or you could be a consumer using it for your own personal use. So therefore, if you define consumer behavior, how would you define? It could be all the psychological, social, and physical behavior of that potential customer. I have already talked about two kinds of consumer. Of that potential customer, as they become aware of the product and service, then they evaluate, then they purchase. Then they consume the product, and then depending on their experience, they go and talk about it to other people. If the experience is good, they will talk good about it. Experience is bad, they will talk bad about it. So consumer behavior could be defined therefore as all psychological, social and physical behavior of potential customer as they become aware of or evaluate, purchase, consume and tell other people about their products or services. And what are the factors which influence this behavior? What are those factors which is influencing those behavior? Many of them. One could be cultural factors. Two could be social factors. Three could be personal factors. And four could be psychological factors. We'll look at them one by one. Very important, very interesting. Look at any product that you buy and how you behave when you buy the product. So I want you to think, as I'm talking, I want you to think about any product or service that you have bought. What are the cultural factors? The cultural factor is basically it is the pattern of consumption or pattern of decision making that a consumer has depending on the culture that he comes from. For an example, a vegetarian or a Gujarati person, probably most of them are strictly vegetarians, so they have particular food habits. You see, someone else, let's say a Bengali, I'm a Bengali, you know, we have, you know, I eat non-vegetarian, so I have a particular food habits. The religious practices that we have, Hindu may have, Muslims will have, Christian will have, Sikhs will have, the religious practices, that, there's a culture that we come from. And the way the culture we come, you know, we dress also accordingly, is it not? Now, most of the time, the way we dress also is influenced by the culture in which we come from. So culture is very important. And therefore, depending on the culture that we come from, we make our buying decisions. Now, within culture, there is a subculture. Now, what is this subculture? See, it consists of smaller culture which provides more specific identification. For an example, there are four kind of subculture. The first could be the nationality groups. For example, you say I'm an Indian, oh I'm a Chinese, oh I'm an American. So you know, it could be nationality groups, or it could be racial groups. Black and white, we all know about. Geographical groups, like in India, we say, I'm a North Indian, I'm a South Indian. So, you see, it could be geographical groups that we normally come from. Religious group, I've just spoken about. Different kind of religious groups are there in India. We talked about Christian, Muslim, Hindus, etc. So, these are subcultures that we come from. Depending on the subculture that we come from, we take our buying decision. For an example, when McDonald's, in the last chapter, I spoke about any business who would like to come into any domain or any geographical area or location has to scan the environment. And I spoke about internal, external, macro environment, micro environment. And you see, let me give an example of a McDonald's. McDonald's is famous for the burger, which is made of beef in the US. But when they came here in India and they wanted to set up shop here, they need to understand what are the various culture which is here. What are the various kind of subcultures that we have. And predominantly they found out that this is probably a Hindu nation. And therefore they thought that if we have a burger which is of beef, maybe we may not be accepted as fast. Or maybe we will not be accepted at all. So what did they do? They came with chicken burger for the non-vegetarian guys and a vegetable burger for the vegetarian guys. What is that? Adapting to the culture and the subculture of the organization, of the environment wherever they are operating, they are doing business. You see, if you want to, you know, sell, you know, anything, let's say a meat to Muslim, they say we want halal meat. Now, if you go to UAE and all is written, yahan pe halal meat is available. Because otherwise, they will not eat. Why? Because of the culture that they come from. The subcultures that they are there. Very, very important. Depending on what they have come from, they buy. And I'm sure most of us, don't we buy like that? Think about it. the social class that we come from. That's also very important. There are divisions in the society which are hierarchical in nature. Are you from the upper class, middle class, lower class? Because a lower class person, economically, social class, will probably behave in a particular way, and an upper class person will obviously provide it below in a particular way. Like, you know, many people would not like to use or eat a vada pav in Mumbai, probably, you know, standing on the road. I'm not saying everyone, most of them. Because he may coming from a higher social class and probably may feel this is not hygienic because, you know, they are here, a lot of dust open, they are selling. Possible? So we need to understand that social culture. Next one, I will go after the culture to reference groups. What are reference groups? You see, reference groups are people whom they refer to. For an example, these are social, economic or professional groups that have a direct or an indirect effect on the person's attitude and behavior. You see, film stars promoting products. Some people say, I am from the Lion Club and my name is Lion Dr. Deepak Bhattacharya. I run a professional network called as CTAPN, which is CTA Professional Networking Group, and we say we are a proud CTAite. Now, you know, reference groups, we feel proud about it. You know, we are there, and therefore people would like to be associated with those groups. So depending on that group and the type of people in that group, people feel and think alike. And that's the way they would like to buy. Like, for an example, everybody who comes to every of our meets has to be in a suit. Now that's the reference group which we have made. All ladies have to be either in jacket suits or in sarees. Now that's a dress code. There is a code of conduct, reference groups. So we need to have that. The next one, family, very, very important, most influential group. Depending on the family that you come from, your attitudes, your personal values, your buying habits have been shaped. So what happens is, a family is a very, very important part of decision making today. I am sure, dear, when you have subscribe for this course and paid your money, you know, when you enroll for this course, I'm sure every one of you, or many of you, or most of you have definitely consulted your family when you took a decision of enrolling for this course. So a marketeer needs to understand, I'm looking at the other end now, because Abhitak, I was talking about from one end, needs to understand that, dear, what are the kind of influences that the family could have? For an example, if you are selling life insurance, you know, probably the man in the family takes the decision. Cars, for an example, the make of the car, I want to buy a Audi or I want to buy a Honda City, is probably decided by the man, but the color of that car may be decided by the women in the house. Well, okay, wo aap le lena, achhi baat hai, wo aap decide karo, lekin dekho, lal color ki honi chahiye. Nahi, dekho, you know, ek black color ki, white lo, ekdam white honi chahiye, lambi gaadi white honi chahiye, you know. Ab kaun si lambi gaadi, the man decides, right, which is what he wants to buy. Wife probably, but if in case of a washing machine, a dishwasher, a kitchenware, even if you look at, you know, when you go for grocery to buy grocery, I go sometimes with my wife, you know, when she buys some groceries from a supermarket, maybe a D-Mart or a more, and I see most of the time, and I'm sure you would have seen, the man, in case the woman and the man and the lady is there, the man most of the time will be having the trolley, and the women, you know, in there is going along with thing, deciding, picking up something and putting in the trolley, picking up something and putting in the trolley. Is it not? Who is deciding? Most of the time, the wife or the woman. She is deciding, you know. Now, there are some things which both together decide. I want to buy a house. which is the place, what's the budget, what's the thing, both together decide, I want to go for outside entertainment, I want to go for a vacation. So social factors are a very important part which comes into play when a consumer decides how to buy. So as a marketeer, we need to understand that, dear. The roles and status. For an example, a woman play a different role. A wife, a mother, a sister in a family. And each role carries a different status. People will choose products that will communicate their status to the society. That's what they will communicate. For an example, an executive who is working in a multinational company may prefer branded shirt. They say, I want to buy a Raymond suit. That's what I would like to buy. Or I want to, buy a BlackBerry. Or I want to buy a Marks & Spencer. Oh, I want to buy a Jack & Jones. You know, a young boy will say Jack & Jones. Expensive watches, you see. You know, I want to buy a Rado. Yeah, perfumes, cars. So, basically the role and status is a very important part.